All right. Amen and amen. Appreciate that song for our campaign, and it hits the note. I want to say tonight that the Bible speaks about how God the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, and he set him right at his own right hand in heaven. And then the Bible goes on to say that he's far above all principality and power and might and dominion, Ephesians 1:21. Apostle Peter speaks about this. He says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 4:11. Further, the Apostle Jude says in his short epistle, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jude 25. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his angel, told him to tell John to write these inspired words in the revelation. The Lord Jesus, speaking of himself, said, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1:6. I looked up Webster's 1828 dictionary, and it defines this word dominion as, number one, sovereign or supreme authority, the power of governing and controlling, and number two, power to direct, control, use, and dispose of at pleasure, right of possession and use without being accountable. In the case of God, the scripture make it clear that God alone possesses this ultimate dominion. But in the case of the United States and our Constitution, which is the highest law of man governing our nation, the divinely delegated dominion for our government is a constitutional government that is delegated from God as being of the people, by the people, and for the people, just as Abraham Lincoln declared in the Gettysburg Address. That was a correct statement. A government of the people, by the people, for the people, delegated by God to be his delegated dominion. Thus, the God of all creation and of the Bible has, for the purpose of government of the United States of America, delegated his ultimate dominion for the USA government to be the people through the process of voting for their duly elected officials. In other words, God has so delegated that the government of the United States, under the Constitution that God has ordained, that governs us, that we be a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and that's according to God's delegated dominion. Now, I've chosen tonight for my text of the sermon in Jude 25, where it says, and I'll read it, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And the name of my sermon tonight is one word, dominion. Dominion. And I have 2 points, and I'll give you the first one. The first one, first of all, is God's dominion cannot be stolen. Let me say that again. God's dominion cannot be stolen. No one can steal God's ultimate dominion. And this is our text tonight, Jude 25. Listen again. He says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, look at this, both now and ever. Amen. God's dominion is not and cannot be stolen right now, and it cannot ever be stolen away from God. And what do we say that dominion was? That dominion is his sovereign or supreme authority, the power of governing and controlling. And number two, the power to direct, control, use, and dispose of at pleasure, right of possession, use without being accountable. God's dominion, that kind of control of God, cannot be stolen. Can't be stolen by the devil. Can't be stolen by any group of people. It is God's, what we call his dominion, or his ultimate control and his ultimate dominion. No one can steal this, God's dominion. Satan and his angels are in rebellion against God's dominion. But Satan is still God's devil. Satan still has to go before God's throne and ask him permission for everything that he may want to do to you. He has to ask God because he can't steal God's dominion. It's God's. Satan, by the way, is a raging and a roaring lion. But guess what? He's God's devil. But guess what? His leash is in the hands of God. He is a devil on God's leash. Why? Because you cannot steal God's dominion from him. The devil cannot steal God's dominion from him. Nobody in heaven above or earth beneath or in the waters under the earth can steal God's dominion from him. And even though Satan is in rebellion, God's dominion stands. He still has to do that. And God never does sin or do any evil. God is not capable to sin. God is not capable of evil. But God is capable, listen to me, to decree to allow sin or permit sin to operate. God is able to allow sin to operate and then to control it to work out his higher purpose. And you need to understand that tonight, that God's dominion cannot be stolen from God, is not now stolen from God. Yes, we see a lot of evil in the world. Yes, we see a lot of wickedness in the world. And we wonder how God can still have the dominion. Well, he can. Not that he sins. Not that he does evil, but beloved, tonight I submit to you that God Almighty is in control, has permitted the evil, and is still working out his purpose. In other words, God is sovereign. Amen? God has the dominion. Amen. And we stand on that. Therefore, even when he permits rebellion to take place, and he does that because he doesn't want robots, he's not for us being AI, amen, automatons, robots. He wants us and made us to be human personalities made in his image that freely from the heart do his will. We believe in that Baptist distinctive that says that we're not to force somebody's will. They have the freedom of conscience. And God Almighty never surrenders his ultimate dominion. And so in permitting sin, God still has dominion over his creation. So our text tonight in Jude 25 is true now, forever. It always has been true. It always will be true. It is God has dominion. He has the ultimate dominion. And that's the text. It says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And when was that spoken? That was spoken of a time of the acts of the apostates. And what are the apostates? They're people that profess faith, they profess to believe, and then they stand away from the faith, and they even go against the faith, and they fight against God, and they fight against Jesus Christ, and God has even permitted that to happen, that kind of rebellion, that kind of apostasy, but he hasn't given up his dominion. I don't know what you're going through tonight. Our country certainly is going through some crazy things. I've never seen the likes of it in my lifetime. But I can say tonight, unequivocally, that God's ultimate dominion is not diminished. He's still in control. And what Webster says about dominion is always true. It's God's sovereign or supreme authority, the power of governing and controlling that belongs to Almighty God. And that is still and always will be. And it's the power of God to direct and control and use and dispose of at pleasure, right of possession and use without being accountable. God doesn't have to give account to you or me or anybody else. He's in control. He's the blessed controller of every circumstance in your life. And that's why it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God has ordained whatsoever shall come to pass. And in doing that, he's ordained to permit even evil and uses it for good. Amen. He works all things together for good to them who love God. And so we need to just trust him and we need to look to him. And so tonight I'm preaching on dominion, and I'm saying, number one, God's dominion cannot be stolen. And number two, God's delegated dominion can be stolen. Number two, God's delegated dominion can be stolen. You say, by whom? Satan. For one, Satan is a thief and a robber. The Bible says of Satan, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Do you want an abundant life? Then don't follow the devil. Amen. Don't follow his way. Follow Jesus. The Lord Jesus gave you and I that live here in America a government. He delegated a government that would be freed for your nation from tyrannical forms of government. And one of those was the European tyrant, King George of Great Britain. So you're delegated Declaration of Independence that God had for this country, and the Constitution of this country delegates the dominion of your government to the individual, to the states, and to a legally very limited federal government. Get this, through representatives elected by the people. That's what God delegated to allow that would be the constitutional government for the United States of America. What did King George of England think of that? He didn't like it. He fought a war with the 13 original colonies to stop it. But who won the war? George Washington won the war. And God saw that he defeated the superpower of his day, and the United States defeated that. And so God gave the victory to our founders, and so they passed down to us this divinely delegated dominion for a constitutional government that is of the people, ordained by God for the United States. That's our country, by the people and for the people. Now, that's not for every country, but God delegated that for this country. You are born in the United States of America, and you are under the United States Constitution, which is a delegated dominion that's to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. But guess what? That delegated dominion can be what? Stolen. It can be stolen. And now there is a generation, as in the days of the new Pharaoh, that knew not Joseph. And it's a generation of globalists, of leftists, of Marxists, of corporate fascists, who don't recognize God or the Bible as their final authority. In fact, Jude 8 puts it this way, likewise these, when he speaks of the apostates there, likewise also these despise dominion. They despise dominion. They despise God's ultimate dominion. And they despise God's delegated dominion when it goes against their worldly sinful desires. And thus they despise God's dominion and his delegated dominion exercised through his authorized agencies. See, God delegated our country to be a representative republic. It's to be chosen of the people, by the people, for the people, through the vote. Joseph Stalin, though, the Marxist, the atheist, the former tyrannical ruler of the USSR, Joseph Stalin once said, "I don't care who you vote for. It is who counts the votes that matters." That's not the delegated dominion that God gave to this country. Paper ballots and hand counting are something that is up for debate right now. And I just want to say that paper ballots and same-day elections are the way it has been, and it's the way it needs to be. By the way, the United States of America used to have all of our money backed by gold and silver. And do you know that that's exactly what's spelled out in the U.S. Constitution? That our money be coined by Congress and be gold and silver denominated? But guess what? The globalists had a meeting just about the time the Laodicean Age came into being in the early 1900s. They met out in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And they got President Woodrow Wilson to sign a law, and he signed that law that they pushed through at Christmas time, and it said that there would no longer be gold and silver backing of our money ultimately, that rather that the money would be created by international banksters, globalists, who were not United States people. And that when they made that money out of thin air, that they would charge the American people interest on that money. And that's what you call the Federal Reserve note that we operate with today. It's unconstitutional, and it is wrong, and this needs to be removed from our country. Not for a cashless, globalist, beast system that's the same kind of money as funny money as they came up with at the turn of the century. The same type of tyranny has now become, in my view, true of our elections. We used to have paper ballots. We used to have same-day voting, except for the military personnel. But now we use machines where the votes can be hacked and added to or taken away by clever internet hackers. And by the way, I do respect Mike Lindell. He is going around and has gone to places, counties in California and in other states, and they have at the grassroots level put in paper ballots, and they have gotten away from the machines like Smartmatic machines and, oh, Dominion voting machines. I wonder if there's a reason for that name, Dominion. Interesting. Many states have given up control of their election to these voting machines, such as those owned by Dominion voting systems. The company Dominion just sued Fox News for $1.6 billion and bullied Fox News to surrender without a court fight for $787 million. And by the way, that same at that same news company, when Tucker Carlson, who had the number one-man talk show host, and he exposed the truth about the January 6, 2021 demonstrators, Fox was pressured to stop Tucker from saying any more and doing any more. They knew he had the tapes released about what really happened on January 6, 2021. And people are afraid of that. And the bosses at Fox stopped him from further exposing the lies of the globalists about January 6. How many of you watched Tucker when he released that on January 6th information? Do you notice how it was stopped? It was stopped. And my wife and I commented when it was stopped and said, wow, the bosses at Fox must have been pressured because he was going to blow the lid off this thing with the number one cable audience in the world. And he was stopped by the Fox executives because they were afraid of this information coming out. When that happened, Alex Jones made the comment, either this will come out, and I've heard him say it, either this will come out or Tucker will no longer be at Fox. Well, we know Tucker is no longer at Fox. And my wife and I were talking about it and saying, my, we were just waiting for this. This is probably the biggest story and that's ever come down the pike, or certainly in a long time. And it just was stopped. And so these wicked globalists, I'm saying, they want to steal the delegated dominion that comes from our God-given constitutional government of and by and for the people. They don't want the vote to count. They don't want anybody to protest them stealing the vote. They do steal the votes. It's very clear. It's documented. And they want to steal the dominion by committing election fraud and stealing our votes. It's been documented by Dinesh D'Souza in a movie called 2,000 Mules. How many have heard of that? And these 2,000 Mules, it was proven that these satanic individuals that want to take away this constitutional republic that God has used to get the gospel out and be a friend to Israel, that they gave ballots to the Democrat headquarters in various localities. People went there and got a bunch of ballots and then went to different locations and stuffed 10 ballots here, 20 ballots there, 40 ballots there into these drop boxes. And the thing of it was, Dinesh D'Souza got the rights to film it, and he filmed it, and in live time, he showed these people stealing the 2020 election. I believe it's more than that. I believe the machines were hacked, but this is very provable. It's undeniable that they were stuffing these ballot boxes, and it was organized by what I call the Demon Rat Party. And people say, well, wait a minute here, Pastor. Would the Democrat Party do that? I don't call it the Democratic Party because there's nothing democratic about it when you steal votes like Joseph Stalin. It's Marxist. It's Stalinist. It's wicked. And that's going on in our country. And you say, well, would that party do that? Hey, what about Bernie Sanders? He beat Hillary Clinton in many states. And when he beat her in many states, it was rigged so that Hillary would be the Democrat nominee. How? Because even when he won the votes, the delegates were told, you vote for Hillary, and they did. And right now, Robert Kennedy Jr. has declared his candidacy for the Democrat Party. He is a good man. Good man. Integrity, truthfulness, tells the truth. And what did the Demon Rat Party do to him? He's already saying they're rigging the election so that it will go to Biden. All he's got to do is go down in his basement. They have it already rigged for Biden. I'm talking about the party itself. They're saying that about themselves. It's time that we realize that nobody can steal God's ultimate dominion. God's dominion cannot be stolen, but God's delegated dominion can be stolen and is being stolen by these wicked deep state globalists, and we're seeing it go on. And Tucker Carlson spoke of a whistleblower that had seen the documents exposing that the CIA intelligence agency killed John Fitzgerald Kennedy on November 22nd, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. And I really believe that's when the deep state coup began. That was the high water mark or a clear watermark of it when they stole that election. And I remember it very well. I remember where I was when that happened, and it was an inside job, my friends, by a wicked cabal that has seized control of America and assassinated the president. And one of the things Kennedy was doing is he was printing dollars outside of the Federal Reserve. He was having legal tender, constitutionally done. And he was killed. And Tucker Carlson reported, amongst other things that the globalists did not like, that he had a whistleblower that had seen the actual documents proving the CIA did it. Isn't it interesting? After all these years, they still have not brought these documents out. Because this delegated dominion can be stolen. And so, RFK, the nephew of the assassinated president, RFK, has said that the Democrat Party is rigging the election. So there's no way that it can be of the people, by the people, and for the people in that party, in their primaries. Mike Lindell and his fight, he said that at the same time Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox, the courts voted against him in his fight against Dominion and the Dominion machines. And so you have to realize that the globalists have an unlimited supply of the funny money of the Federal Reserve notes. They can buy and buy and buy. So if somebody is for sale, they can buy that person off. And that's a sad thing, that people do get bought off and their voices are... You pray for Tucker Carlson. He has prayer for our nation. And he was speaking the truth. And that couldn't be tolerated by these prostitutes in the press that are bought off. And not surprisingly, these globalist Marxists and fascist forces got them to fire Tucker this past Sunday. And with the help of the bought and paid for corporate media, the electronic voting machines like Smartmatic International and Dominion are hell-bent to sue or silence anyone who tries to challenge their election results. And as I said, Tucker Carlson's paid a price for exposing the false story about the January 6th patriotic protesters concerning the election, where Biden got more votes than anyone in history. He got 80 million votes, quote unquote, just sitting up in his basement. But anybody that protests that, they are attacked. And the January 6th protesters who were there harmlessly, peacefully demonstrating, saying, shouldn't the Congress investigate this election? And that protest was turned into an insurrection and blamed on Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump. It's not the peaceful protesters. It's these tyrants behind the curtain, just like the Wizard of Oz, that are controlling these things with this money, this dirty money that we are talking about. And so I'm just saying, when Tucker Carlson was fired, the ladies on The View, not surprisingly, were doing this, doing the wave. Woo! They're so happy. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when the two witnesses that will be speaking the truth very soon from Jerusalem, speaking the truth about the government, speaking the truth about the globalists, and telling them the truth from God's word, when they will finally be allowed and permitted by God to have the beast kill them, and when they're killed and their bodies are lying out in the street for 3 days and three nights, the people of The View will be going, "Woo! Woo!" The ladies of The View, I call them ladies, that's stretching the word. Feminazis. Woo! These feminazis will be doing that. My friend, I'm not for it. I vote against it tonight. I vote against the whole shebang tonight. Satan's global system, they've stolen God's delegated authority of the Constitution of the United States of America. But we still live under that Constitution. And we do not have to sell out. As Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Someone else said, give me liberty or give them death. But anyway, I'm speaking out against it. Now, there are Christians that say, well, a pastor shouldn't speak about this. A pastor has no right to speak about politics. I have a right to speak about anything that God's word touches. And when you get saved, it's John 3:16. But listen, when you get saved, there's a whole lot of other Bible, the full counsel of God. And I'm not going to give you sermonettes for Christianettes. We as believers need to live the truth, speak the truth, and represent the truth. And to do that, you have to be taught of God. You have to be taught the word of God. And I'm sick and tired of raising babies and caving in. And I've had people that try to get me, pressure me. I can imagine what Tucker Carlson went through. Try to pressure me week after week not to preach the word of God in the full counsel of Almighty God. And so I just want to say that we need to stand up for the truth. And let me say this. You know, Jesus, when he was here on earth, do you know that he went in to the temple, which was taken over and stolen by the local government of the Jewish people? And he went into their temple, just like people went into the temple of our democracy and of our republic, protesting. He went into the temple and he did something the peaceful protesters didn't do. He vandalized it. He overturned the tables and threw the money on the ground because it was their funny money that they made, and you had to change your normal money into their money, and they took a lot of money and robbed it from the people that way just so you could worship God. You had to worship God their way. Let me say something to you. We are not a government-approved corporation. We're a church. We're independent, fundamental Baptist church. Our head is Jesus Christ. I'm not taking orders from anybody, any corporate person, any money person, any tither. I don't care if you tithe. I don't care if you give an offering. If it goes against the principles of the Word of God, I will speak against it. I don't tiptoe through tithers. And neither did our Lord. He didn't tiptoe through their robbery. He called them a den of thieves and robbers. He overturned their tables and he went into the temple. And do you know that's, humanly speaking, what got him crucified? Yes, it did. It got him crucified because they thought, if he keeps this up, he's going to take away our place and our nation. He's going to take away our tyrannical government. We have a government of us, by us, and for us, and we give the people what's left over. By the way, that's what's going on in America right now. That's exactly what's going on in America right now. And so, you see, our Lord went right into that. Now, when he did that, they crucified him. But he knew that would happen, amen? And he wasn't afraid to be crucified because of his great love for us and for the world. He gave his life so that you might live. But he didn't give his life and shed his blood so that you might be a wimp out to the world. He didn't give his life and shed his blood so that you might be a coward when it comes to the truth. The Bible speaks about people that are, quote, valiant for the truth. And that's what we need today. We need born-again believers. We need members of Scranton Revival Baptist Church to be valiant for the truth. And so You say, well, Pastor, what should we do? What should we do in this country? Well, we should pray for our elected officials in America. But I'll say this. We should also expose illegal and unconstitutional thieves and robbers, as our Lord did. Some people say, oh, Pastor, you need to pray for President Biden, and you need to pray for these people. Listen, I will pray for our duly elected officials, but I will not sanction unconstitutional stealing of an election. I just will not do it, and I've never backed up on that, and I'm not backing up on that. Because you see, if you give that up, if you give up that issue, that your votes are stolen, then you give up your Constitution that was allowed by God for you. And you give it up for you and your children. And that is not right. And so I will not do what some have told me to do. And this is why the Bible says these kind of thieves are to be exposed. Likewise also these that despise dominion, Jude 8. They despise God's dominion. They steal his delegated constitutional dominion from the people, of the people, by the people, for they steal it for themselves. And by the way, that's exactly what the Jewish Antichrist is going to do. He's going to oppose the true Christ of the Jewish people, the Jewish Antichrist. He's going to expose and oppose the true Christ of the people of the Jewish. And he's going to do what? He's going to replace them too. And that's what these people do. They've opposed our representative government by taking away the vote, and they have replaced it with themselves as the ones to rule over and to govern. And so I'm saying tonight, my message is on dominion. God's dominion can't be stolen. Number two, God's delegated dominion can be stolen. It says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, what are you calling for? I'm calling people not to physical arms right now, but to take America back. And you say, how to take America back? First of all, by speaking the truth of God in love. And what is the main thing that we need to be doing? Aggressive soul winning and building independent fundamental Baptist churches where the truth of God is held up and not apologized for. I'm talking about King James Bible Baptist churches that fear nothing but sin and love nothing but God and his truth and will stand for his truth. Also, for importunate prayer. I believe there is a call for importunate prayer for our country. We are on the verge of a nuclear holocaust that the globalists are playing with by keep saying Russia, 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 and trying to take attention away from themselves. And I'm not saying Russia's any Sunday school person or Putin is, but I'm just saying that they are not for America, the American people. They're for themselves, and this is satanic. This is satanic. And Satan is a thief, and so we need to stand up to him. And the best way to stand up to him is recognize it's a spiritual warfare. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. And we need to pray and stand for and listen, don't. If you can get out of the government school, get out of the government school. Because the government school is just a place, a hotbed of globalist, atheistic brainwashing. And may God protect us. May God surround us with his protection. And I end my sermon on dominion with this quote, though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, We will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. Amen and amen. Let's bow for prayer. I'm going to ask tonight that if you're here,